March 31, Exodus 31, 1 to 11. Two hands for God. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians 6, 1. The Lord gave an important lesson to his people in all ages when to Moses on the mount he gave instruction regarding the building of the tabernacle. In that work he required perfection in every detail. Moses was proficient in all the learning of the Egyptians. He had a knowledge of God, and God's purposes had been revealed to him in vision, but he did not know how to engrave and embroider. Israel had been held all their days in the bondage of Egypt, and although there were ingenious men among them, they had not been instructed in the curious arts which were called for in the building of the tabernacle. They knew how to make bricks, but they did not understand how to work in gold or silver. How was the work to be done? Then God himself explained how the work was to be accomplished. He signified by name the persons he desired to do a certain work. Bezalel was to be the architect. This man belonged to the tribe of Judah, a tribe that God delighted to honor. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. Exodus 31, 1-6. Among the multitude were Egyptians who had acted as overseers for such work, and thoroughly understood how it should be done, but the work was not dependent upon them. The Lord united with human agencies, giving them wisdom to work skillfully. Skill in the common arts is a gift from God. He provides both the gift and the wisdom to use the gift aright. In order that the earthly tabernacle might represent the heavenly, it must be perfect in all its parts, and it must be in every smallest detail like the pattern in the heavens. So it is with the characters of those who are finally accepted in the sight of heaven. Let the workman in the service of God today pray to him for wisdom and keen foresight, that they may do their work perfectly.